Moby Dick, or the Whale, by Herman Melville. Chapter 40. Midnight Forecastle. Harpooners and sailors. Foresail rises and discovers the watch standing, lounging, leaning and lying in various attitudes, all singing in chorus. Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. Our captain's commanded. The first Nantucket sailor says, Oh, boys, don't be sentimental. It's bad for the digestion. Take a tonic. Follow me. He sings and they all follow. Our captain stood upon the deck, a spyglass in his hand, a viewing of those gallant whales that blew at every strand. Oh, your tubs and your boats, my boys, and by your braces stand, and we'll have one of those fine whales. Hand, boys, over hand. So be cheery, my lads. May your hearts never fail, while the bold harpooner is striking the whale. The mate's voice from the quarter-deck rings out. Eight bells there, forward. And the second Nantucket sailor says, Avast the chorus. Eight bells there. Do you hear, bellboy? Strike the bell eight, thou pip, thou blackling, and let me call the watch. I've the sort of mouth for that, the hogshead mouth. So, so, as he thrusts his head down the scuttle. Starbolines ahoy! Eight bells there. Tumble up. The Dutch sailor says, Grand snoozing tonight, matey. Fat night for that. I mark this in our old mogul's wine. It's quite as deadening to some as filliping to others. We sing, they sleep, I lie down there like ground-tier butts. At 'em again. There, take this copper pump and hail 'em through it. Tell 'em to avast, dreaming of their lassies. Tell 'em it's the resurrection. They must kiss their lass and come to judgment. That's the way. That's it. Thy throat ain't spoiled with eating Amsterdam butter. The French sailor. "'Hist, boys. Let's have a jig or two before we ride to anchor in Blanket Bay. What say ye? There comes the other watch. Stand by, old legs. Pip, little Pip, hurrah with your tambourine!' And Pip, all sulky and sleepy, replies, "'Don't know where it is. Beat thy belly, then, and wag thy ears. Jig it, men, I say. Merry's the word. Hurrah! Damn me, won't you dance? Form now, Indian file, and gallop into the double shuttle. Throw yourselves. Legs, legs!' The Iceland sailor says, "'I don't like your floor, matey. It's too springy to my taste. I'm used to ice floors. I'm sorry to throw cold water on the subject, but excuse me.' And the Maltese sailor says, "'Me too. Where's your girls? Who but a fool would take his left hand by his right and say to himself, "'How do ye do? Partners, I must have partners.' The Sicilian sailor, "'Aye, girls, and a green. Then I'll hop with ye. Yea, turn grasshopper.' The Long Island sailor. Well, well, ye sulkies, there's plenty more of us. Ho, corn when ye may, I say. All legs go to harvest soon. Ah, here comes the music. Now for it. The Azor sailor, ascending and pitching the tambourine up the scuttle, says, Here you are, Pip, and there's the windlass bits. Up ye mount. Now, boys. The half of them dance to the tambourine. Some go below, some sleep or lie among the coils of rigging, and there are oaths aplenty. Go it, Pip! Bang it, bellboy! Rig it, dig it, stick it, quick it, bellboy! Make fireflies, break the jinglers! Jinglers, you say? There goes another dropped off, I pounded so. And the Chinaman sailor says, Rattle thy teeth then, and pound the way. Make pagoda of thyself. Merry mad, hold up thy hoop, Pip, till I jump through it. Split jibs, tear yourself. Tashtego sits quietly smoking. That's a white man. He calls that fun. Huh. I shall save my sweat. The old Manx sailor replies, I wonder whether those jolly lads bethink them of what they are dancing over. I'll dance over your grave, I will. That's the bitterest threat of your night, woman, that beat headwinds round corners. Oh, Christ! To think of the green navies and the green sculled crews! Well, well, belike the whole world's a ball, as you scholars have it, and so 'tis right to make one ballroom of it. Dance on, lads. You're young. I was once. Spell! Oh, whoo! This is worse than pulling after whales in the calm. Give a whiff, Tash. And they cease dancing and gather in clusters. Meantime, the sky darkens and the wind rises. The Lascar sailor remarks, By Brahma, boys, it'll be thou's sail soon. The sky-born high-tide Ganges turn to wind. Thou showest thy black brow, Siva. And the Maltese sailor replies, reclining and shaking his cap, It's the waves. The snow's caps turn to jigget now. They'll shake their tassels soon. Now would all the waves were women, then I'd go down and chassis with them evermore. There's not so sweet on earth, heaven may not match it, as those swift glances of warm wild bosoms in the dance when the over-arboring arms hide such ripe bursting grapes. The Sicilian sailor reclining says, Tell me not of it. Hark ye, lads, fleet interlacings of the limbs, lithe swayings, coyings, flutterings, lip, heart, hip, all grace unceasing, touch and go, not taste, observe ye, else come satiety. Eh, pagan? Nudging the Tahitian sailor, reclining on a mat, who says, Hail, holy nakedness of our dancing girls, the heva heva, ah, low-veiled, high-palmed Tahiti. I still rest me on thy mat, but the soft soil has slid. I saw thee woven in the wood, my mat, green, the first day I brought ye thence, now worn and wilted quite. Ah, me! Not thou nor I can bear the change. How then, if so be transplanted to yon sky? Here I the roaring streams from Pirohiti's peak of spears, when they leap down the crags and drown the villages. The blast, up, spine, and meet it! And he leaps to his feet. The Portuguese sailor says, How the sea rolls swashing against the side. Stand by for reefing, hearties. The winds are just crossing swords. Pell-mell, they'll go lunging presently. And the Dalish sailor replies, Crack, crack, old ship. So long as thou crackest, thou holdest. Well done. The mate there holds ye to it stiffly. He's no more afraid than the isle fort at Caddagat, put there to fight the Baltic with storm-lashed guns on which the sea-salt cakes. The fourth Nantucket sailor replies, He has his orders, mind ye that. I heard old Ahab tell him he must always kill a squall, something as they burst a waterspout with a pistol fire your ship right into it. The English sailor, Blood. But that old man's a grand old cove. We are the lads to hunt him up his whale. And they all reply, Aye, aye. The old Manx sailor remarks, How the three pines shake. Pines are the hardest sort of tree to live when shifted to any other soil, and here there's none but the crew's cursed clay. Steady, helmsman, steady. This is the sort of weather when brave hearts snap ashore and keeled hulls split at sea. Our captain has his birthmark. Look yonder, boys. There's another in the sky, lurid-like. You see, all else pitch black. From Dagoo. What of that? Who's afraid of blacks afraid of me? I'm quarreled out of it. And the Spanish sailor remarks to the side, He wants to bully. Ah, the old grudge makes me touchy. Aye, harpooner, thy race is the undeniable dark side of mankind, devilish dark at that. No offense. None. That Spaniard's mad or drunk, but that can't be, or else in his own one case our old mogul's firewaters are somewhat long in working. What's that I saw? Lightning? Yes. No. Dagoo showing his teeth. Dagoo springing, Swallow thine, mannequin, white skin, white liver. And the Spanish sailor meeting him, Knife thee heartily, big frame, small spirit. They all shout, Arau, arau, arau. Tashtigo, with a whiff, Arau alow and arau aloft. Gods and men, both brawlers, up. And from the Belfast sailor, Arau, arau, arau. The Virgin be blessed, arau. Plunge in with ye. And the English sailor, Fair play. Snatch the Spaniard's knife. A ring, a ring. The old Manx sailor, Ready, formed. There, the ringed horizon. In that ring, Cain struck Abel. Sweet work, right work, no? Why then, God, madst thou the ring? The mate's voice resounds from the quarterdeck. "Hands by the halyards! In topgallant sails! Stand by to reef topsails!" And they all reply, "The squall! The squall! Jump, my jollies!" And they scatter, Pip shrinking under the windlass. "Jollies! Lord help such jollies! Crish-crash, there goes the jib-stay! Blang-wang! God! Duck lower, Pip! Here comes the royal yard! It's worse than being in the world woods the last day of the year! Who'd go climbing after chestnuts now? But there they go, all cursing, and here I don't find prospects to 'em! They're on the road to heaven! Hold on hard! Jiminy, what a squall! But those chaps there are worse yet. They are your white squalls, they. White squalls? White whale. Sure, sure. Here have I heard all their chat just now on the white whale. Sure, sure. But spoken of once, and only this evening, it makes me ingle all over like my tambourine, that anaconda of an old man swore him in to hunt him. Oh, thou big white god aloft there, somewhere in yon darkness, have mercy on this small black boy down here. Preserve him from all men that have no bowels to feel fear." The end of chapter 40. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.